Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So I had a very interesting guest on my podcast In the Moment this week, and I'm excited for the interview to come out because I think she is one in a million, and I cannot believe her story, but so much so I didn't even think it was true. I thought it was all cap for just online because she's very popular online, but it's not. Her name is Nate, and she goes by the name of Mother Nature, and she is very popular online because for the last 5 years of her life, she has chosen to live out of her car. Like, by choice.
When you say by choice, you mean she could afford to not live in her car?
Right. She could afford to get a home. She has two jobs, but she just rather live out of her car to chase what she calls her freedom.
That's like minimalization to like the nth degree.
At its best, right? And I was like, I mean, I was intrigued because I always have people who seem to find it interesting that I just don't want a car and that I choose to operate without a car. And I was like, all right, that for me is a lot, but it's a whole nother level to choose to just live in your car.
So I have a ton of questions.
Yeah, I did too.
Which I'm sure you guys did too.
Uh-huh.
So my first one is, where does she take a shower?
Oh, yeah.
Gyms, usually gyms. She has a few different gym memberships, and wherever she is in the world, she'll find the local gym that's open at that time, and that's how she showers. And she said this started when she was really young, when she was about, I think she said 9 years old. For some odd reason, she knew she was different and she just thought differently. And she never saw the point in being tied down to one place. She just doesn't want to operate like that. She always felt like she wanted to just be free. Like, I want to be here today. I want to be there tomorrow. I might want to go live on a beach for a couple of days. And then I might want to go to see a place I haven't seen and live there for a couple of days. So one of my first thoughts was like, why not an RV? That seems like that would fit your lifestyle better. But she says it's just too big. She doesn't like to be noticed. She can't park it anywhere she wants to go. And if like it gets flagged, obviously it makes her life a lot more difficult. But she's been fortunate to where even sleeping at night, police have never bothered her. No one has bothered her. And she thinks a part of that is because she chooses to live in this car. And it's a standard size car.
Like, I was about to ask, what kind of car are we talking about here so we know how much space we're dealing with?
Standard size Honda, like regular four-door Honda type car. Not a big car at all. But she claims that she has everything she needs in this car.
Come on. If I'm living in my car, I'm getting an Audi. I'm living in a Mercedes. Fly,
right?
Yes. If that's where you're spending all your time, I'm like, I'm going to get those leather seats. I'm going to get the heated seats.
I said the same thing to her. But then it made sense because she's like, if I'm going to be a minimalist, I'm going to be a minimalist all the way. Like, it doesn't really make sense to have a house note as a car note. So she's like, nah, I do it in my regular car. And
it's all for the freedom.
It's all for the freedom. No other reason. Like she has a fiance, which that was interesting to me because I was like, wait, what? How does this operate? But when she met her fiance at the time, before they got engaged, her fiance lived in a home and she was still operating in her car. So I thought that alone was interesting. Like, yeah, I met and you told her you live out your car. And she was like, yeah, she actually thought it was interesting. She wouldn't run from it. And she thought it was so interesting that months later, because I asked, I'm like, so at what point do you move into her home together? And she's like, nah, she got rid of her home. So now she lives out of her car and then she lives out of her car. And then sometime they come together and both live out of one car.
How is it that these people found each other and I am still single?
That's a fair point. Your person is out here. If this doesn't tell you that you have a person somewhere, I don't know what will. But she, like, she lives, all of her clothes are in a trunk.
And she's been doing this for how long?
5 years.
That's crazy.
She started 5 years ago, and she says she doesn't see herself stopping anytime soon.
So her trunk is her closet.
Yep.
She showers at gyms.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, food and stuff like that? Does she have, like, a little pantry area in her backseat? And does she, like, eat out a lot?
So she does eat out more than she said she would want to. But she also has, like, what, like those, I know one of them I knew when she showed me the picture. It's like that pot where you used to make ramen noodles if you was in college at one point, you know what I'm talking about.
Like a little Bunsen burner kind of looking thing.
Exactly. So she has a couple of those that I guess she plugs in wherever she can, and sometimes she'll cook for herself and she'll make things literally just out of her trunk. But for the most part, she'll find somewhere that she needs to eat wherever she goes, and this is how she lives.
Okay. Again, my mind is blown here. I mean, hey, to each their own. If this is what fulfills you, makes you happy, and you feel is your purpose, by all means, you do you. But in the winter, when it gets freezing cold, because isn't it bad to keep your car running all night? Like, what does she do about that?
She says she moves. So she goes wherever she needs to
wherever
go.
Wherever it's warm.
Wherever it's warm. So she's never in a place where it's freezing because she can always be wherever she wants to be. So she's just constantly moving. And even if she doesn't allow it to get too hot, like some places it would be too hot.
Yeah.
And she's like, she doesn't have that problem because she'll just get up and move.
So in the summer, she's up north somewhere, and then in the winter, she's down south somewhere.
Yep, and at one point in the interview, she told me she'll go anywhere but New York City. I was like, okay, hold up. I caught a stray.
Did you ask her if she has any, like, plans for finding a permanent residence, or is this going to be, like, her... Is this how she's going to continue to live her life?
I asked her that exact question. And she said a part of chasing her freedom the way that she is not having plans. She was like, I'm not ashamed to say I have no idea. I don't know where I'll be in a year. I don't know where I'll be in two. But for now, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. I'm completely free. I'm not tied down to anything or anyone or anywhere. And I ain't gonna lie, she made it sound good. I can't do it, but she made it sound good.
Yeah. Love that for her.
I know.
The Burt Show.
She witnessed somebody's fiance acting inappropriately during.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. HERS.com/BERT. ForHERS.com/BERT. Weightless by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit ForHERS.com.
His bachelor party weekend. And she's like, I got to be a girl's girl. I have to have this woman's back. And she wanted to use our show to give out details. She didn't want to post it on social media because she didn't want it going viral. She didn't want to, like, it to be that messy. But she's like, how am I going to find this dude that lives in Atlanta? Or not find this dude, but find this dude's fiance so I can warn her. Like, hey, I saw XYZ. Are you sure you want to marry this guy? So we had Nina on last week. She shared details about this bachelor party that she was kind of like, they ended up kind of like partnering up together. So she was there with a bachelorette party. This guy's there with his bachelor party and they're both from Atlanta. So they kind of like end up hanging out together. And so she gave us details about Ryan, the exact location, what he was wearing. And then Nina told us the way he was talking about his fiance, the way he was talking about his wedding and future marriage, being very dismissive, saying, I don't even know if it's going to happen. And then making out with another girl from the bar in the corner. She's like, if my fiance was doing that, I would want to know. Mm. So we had her on. She shared this information. And we did get an email.
Shut up.
Whoa.
We got an email. And so we're going to go ahead and bring Molly on. Molly, welcome to the BERT Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. So you heard the segment and you reached out to us and you have a request.
Yeah, I mean, a friend sent me the link to the segment you all did about the cheating groom at his bachelor party. I listened twice and I really think the guy you were talking about might be my fiance.
Oh my God.
So what about it was like, I think this is him.
Well, his name is Ryan. He's from Atlanta. His bachelor party was in Nashville last weekend. And I know they went to Tootsie's one night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing a groom cowboy hat.
All right. So you get sent the segment, you hear it. And then do you immediately go to him and confront him or?
Well, when I heard the story, I felt sick, like couldn't breathe, kind of sick. I hadn't confronted him yet because honestly, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I mean, it just doesn't match the version of Ryan I thought I knew, but there were just too many details that lined up to just brush this off. And I appreciate you guys sending me the video, but it's a little all over the place, and they're kind of in a dark area, so it's hard to tell if it's actually him. And I get the girl who caught him didn't want to give out her contact info, and I respect that. But this is already messy enough, but if she's willing to answer some of my questions on the show, I would really, really appreciate it. I don't need drama. I just need the truth, one way or another. I'm not sure what I'm hoping to hear. Maybe it wasn't right. I don't know. Or maybe I just need her confirmation so I can stop questioning what I already feel in my gut.
Okay. So, yeah, so Nina didn't want us to give the bride her, like, she doesn't want anybody to have her information. Mm-hmm. So, Molly, we do have Nina on and she is willing to answer some of your questions. If this is indeed something you want to do.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Hey Nina, welcome back to the BERT Show.
Hey.
Hey. All right. So Nina, you're cool with just, answering a couple of questions Molly has to confirm that this may be her fiance.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Go ahead, Molly. What do you have for Nina?
First, thank you for not posting the video on social media. If it's him and it had gone viral, I don't think I could have handled the level of hurt and embarrassment. So, anyway, did he mention his job or what he does for a living?
You're welcome, girl. Not posting the video just felt like the right thing to do. And no, I don't recall him ever mentioning what he does for a living.
Did he say where in Atlanta he was from or any neighborhood or suburb?
I think he said Duluth, like Duluth or Dunwoody. I'm pretty sure it started with a D.
I'm not going to disclose which one, but we do live in one of those areas. Can you tell me anything about the woman that was making out with the groom?
Honestly, no. She wasn't part of our group or theirs, but the energy she was putting off, well, she was like she had a mission. She was ready. She had him in her sights, it seemed. And I have no clue what happened between the two of them when we left the bar, because we left before them.
Oh, I see. Last question. Did he mention anything about me or wedding, the date or venue?
He did, actually. Pretty sure he said the destination wedding in Mexico, and that's kind of why we did, like, a round of tequila shots.
Gotcha. If I'm being honest, I'm having a difficult time processing all this. It's apparent my fiancé and I need to have a very uncomfortable conversation in order to save what little face I have left. I'm going to go ahead and get off here. Thank you, Nina.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Molly.
My heart's really breaking for her.
That sucks.
Well, Nina, I know this is like a crappy situation, but I do feel like you did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, if it were me, I would need to know that.
I mean, you all would want to know, right?
Yeah, I would want to know.
Oh, my God.
As hard as it is, yeah, for sure.
I think what really sucks and what Molly said on the phone was that she felt in her gut that she felt like he was cheating on her. And even though it really sucks and like this is the worst way, A, to find out, like for it to be a public thing, but B, to have money invested in terms of like your wedding and you've done the bachelor trip and the bachelorette trip and you have so much invested in this that like a breakup sucks no matter what, but to also like get cheated on and then to have to, I'm assuming, break things off when you have all of this surrounding it, like the circus happening, like it blows.
It's hard, but I think it's for the best that you know as soon as you can so that you can figure out how to move on with your life.
A year from now, I think she'll be grateful for this.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
When you think of a mama's boy, you probably think of someone who just really loves their mom. They have a great relationship with their mom. And seriously, how could that impact your relationship in any way?
That is not what I think when I hear mama's
boy. Really? Oh,
no.
I think of like I kind of think of Mo. I think of somebody who calls their mom every day. They have a good rapport, a good relationship. And this is almost like a benefit to your life.
That's what I thought was a mama's boy, too, until I joined the show.
Right? No, when I hear mama's boy, so I feel like if you have a good relationship with your mom, you just have a loving, like you have a loving parent-child relationship. I hear a mama's boy, I'm like, this guy can't cook for himself, can't clean for himself. She has to do his laundry once a week. If you get, he's always going to choose his mom over you. Mom's always going to be the priority. You're looking at a miserable future because she's going to be a monster-in-law. That when I hear mama boy, that it's like red flags, all the sirens ding.
See, I thought that was a loser.
You can be both.
Yeah, that's true.
You can be a loser and a mama's boy.
Two things can exist at the same time.
And TLC apparently has found all the losers and the mama's boy because they've created a show about them called I Love a Mama's Boy. And this came up on my timeline on TikTok at the perfect moment because I just put out a podcast episode on my podcast called The Breakup Breakdown on Burt's podcast network, Pioneer. And when I listened to this clip that, again, came from this TLC show, I was like, I cannot believe that this is somebody's reality.
It's okay if they haven't decided on their honeymoon yet, because no matter what, I'm going anyway, wherever they go, I'm in their suitcase. I'm definitely in their suitcase. I'm ready. You know, I love traveling with you.
Yeah, that's something we probably should talk about. So we still haven't really decided if you're going to come yet.
Oh, my God, you didn't tell me about that.
Because, I mean, Tracy wants it more intimate.
Uh-huh. But I thought maybe I get to travel with you. The kids get to travel. You know, I bring a lot to the table. I help out with the kids. You and Tracy can do your thing and we can do ours.
I know the dynamics.
You have your own space, you know. You're lucky in a lot of ways.
So I thought this clip perfectly painted the picture of what I learned about on my podcast. And what you're hearing is a clip that just sounds like a clip between a mother and son having to have a hard talk that she cannot come on the honeymoon, despite the fact that she thinks she has every right to go on the honeymoon, because, you know, why wouldn't you want her there? She can take care of the kids. You guys can do your thing. I'll do mine. But what you're really hearing is something called enmeshment. So the girl that came on my podcast basically said that her marriage broke up in about 9 months because of enmeshment. Mm-hmm. And people went crazy for this episode because I posted the clip of her at her wedding and she had done this trend that had gotten really big on social media where people will post a clip and be like, she has no idea, but in 9 months, blah, blah, blah. So the clip said she has no idea, but in 9 months after her wedding, she is going to end her relationship because her husband's family doesn't like her. So everyone's like, why doesn't your family like you?
I remember this video.
You do? So you actually sent it to me.
Oh, wait, that's why I remember it.
Yes.
So coming together. Yeah, yeah.
You sent it to me. A bunch of other people sent it to me. So I had her on my podcast to explain, like, what could have happened in 9 months? Like, did you not know this beforehand that his family didn't like you? And basically, the story all came to a head because she was married to a loser mama's boy, but so much farther than that, but because it sounds like he had an enmeshed relationship with his mom. And what that means is you cannot separate that family connection once you get married. So that's like a very natural thing that mental health experts say, is that like you grow up and you find your person and then you separate from your family and you start your own life with that person. It is not a healthy thing to continue to have, not dependence on your family, but to continue to super serve them over your spouse. I mean, it's just going to destroy your marriage. I feel like that's very common sense for a lot of people. But what a lot of people don't understand is how you would get to that place of, if you are a parent's golden child, or if you are in some way responsible for your parents' emotional state of being for whatever reason, you can have this enmeshed relationship to where the mom is going to expect that they are going to be a part of your life in the same way that, of course, they're going to go on their honeymoon. What do you mean? And then they're going to start guilting you just like this mom in the TLC clip did. And it becomes this very difficult thing for the golden child to separate from because they have so much guilt because they've been carrying the weight of their parents' emotions for so long and they don't know how to separate that. So our entire podcast episode was basically just saying that that's the reason it broke up. And then I got to speak to a mental health expert that said, well, basically this golden child has to go through therapy to be able to handle the guilt from that parent so that they can successfully break away from their mom or their dad or whoever it is and go off and be a totally independent adult. It was a fascinating thing to listen to.
Yeah, if you don't have healthy boundaries with anybody, especially your parents, your relationship is going to be doomed.
You can absolutely be way too close to your family.
Every time I hear stories like this, I'm very grateful that my mom was just never like that. Like, as close as we are, you would imagine she would have been, but if anything, in the relationship I'm in, how close my mom is to my lady annoys me more than the opposite or the other way around.
You know what that means? Your mother is mentally healthy.
Yeah, it's nice to have a mentally healthy mom.
I love that for her. So yeah, if you want to check out the full episode and hear the full story as to what led up to that woman finally breaking free from her husband who was super enmeshed with his family, you can check out the Breakup Breakdown wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, Cassie, you have a fascinating question. Would you mess with fate?
Yeah, so I'm reading this book called The One by John Mars. I just finished it, and it was actually made into a TV show a couple years ago on Netflix. And the whole premise is there is somebody has uncovered a gene in your DNA that matches you. You can scan for it and matches you with literally the one you're supposed to be with, right? And so when you meet the one, you immediately know. Sometimes it takes a couple of days, but it feels like fireworks inside. Like basically everything you read about in any fantasy book that you've seen on TV, like they are your person scientifically. So the thing is, some of the controversy is, of course, thousands of people sign up for the service because they want to meet the one, but it's breaking up a lot of marriages as well. So my question to you is, if you are engaged to someone and you're happy, do you still take this test to see if your match is the one you're engaged to, or if there's another person out there, knowing the other person out there is going to be your perfect match? But you're engaged right now.
If I'm engaged, I do it. If I'm married, I don't.
Oh, there's still time.
Yeah, no, if I'm engaged, I do it. If I'm married, I don't.
All right.
Mentally, I think the healthy thing obviously would be, why does it matter, right? But the curiosity would get the best of me. Even married, I would want to know. I would want to know either way.
What?
Just to know. I would want to know. I would, like, if that information was available to me, I would certainly want to know if I married my person.
Because in the book, some of the married couples take it and they are matched.
See, I would want to know that.
Heck no, I'm running down that aisle. You put a ring on my finger, I'm getting the dress. No, I'm just happy to be there. Like, it took me this long to find you. It took me this long to trick a man into loving me. I don't want anything to mess it up. Now, since I don't have anybody in my life, I kind of want to do it. But at the same time, like, how big is the database? You know what I mean? Because, like, are they only matching you with people that have done the test? Because then I feel like, okay, that's not really accurate because you're just surveying however many people have actually done the blood thing or whatever.
So that's part of it too. So the database is huge because like tens of thousands of people are signing up daily. So you might find your match within a day or it might be a year. And also you both have to agree to exchange information. So if Mo is married and, you know, signs up to find his match and he doesn't get a notification and then you sign up and all of a sudden you two are matched, you're going to get a notification that your match is online, but Mo might be like, you know what? I'm married. I'm not messing with my marriage. So then you know your person is out there in the world and you can't ever have them until Mo decides that he wants to pursue that relationship. Right? It gets sticky. And that's why the book is so good.
This is a romance novel waiting to happen.
Oh my God. There's so many more in this. It's called The One by John Mars. One dude is engaged and he gets matched to another guy. And he is straight as an arrow.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Today is Earth Day. Today is Abby's birthday.
Woo-hoo.
And today is Bart and Mai's 8th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. All right, I have 8 apologies I'm going to give my husband today for our anniversary because I felt, what does that man deserve more? or what does that man deserve most after being with me for 8 years? And that's a lot of apologies. Before I get to my list, though, really, Abby? Really?
Really?
Are you having a time this month?
I have been humiliated on this show so many times. I deserve 8 apologies. I deserve 28 apologies.
Do you need to apologize to yourself?
No. Stop shaming me in the town square.
U.S. education system needs to apologize to Abby.
All right. So we just had a conversation on the air about what, Cassie?
It's a book called The One by John Mars. And the whole point is a scientist uncovers a gene in your DNA that you can get screened for. And it matches you with the one you're meant to be with romantically in your life.
And Abby, we had a lengthy conversation about, would you do that if you were engaged? Would you go through with it? If you were married, would you go through with it to see if you were actually partnered up with your soulmate? And we were having this lovely hypothetical question debate. And after, off air, you said, what?
It's not real. I thought John Mars was a scientist. I thought he was like John Gottman or something. And you could do like a blood test or whatever, and they could pick out your DNA. Yes,
I was like, person, man.
I was like, they're gonna put Hinge out of business. I was like, why wouldn't people do this? As someone who loves like just, I don't know, getting things right, I was like, man, I want to do that. I want to find that perfect gene match, and then it's not real.
You're so cute.
It's a book.
That's sad.
Well, it could have been like a research study. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was like a research study. research study where it talked about how he developed it.
Really? We've talked about some weird stuff on this show from time to time that we're like, that's a thing. So, I mean, I'm going to give you, it's her birthday, so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
You're also just so smart, and you always bring, like, facts to the table to where I'm like, oh, this must be something she just learned about, and she was reading, like, a science fiction, not science fiction. She was reading, like, a research novel. I don't know. I was like, this is something she learned at Emory. I don't know. It just sounded so smart and legit that I was like, this must be a thing.
If this exists, it's going to be headline news everywhere.
Absolutely.
They have found some kind of DNA genome matching service to find your soulmate. It will be everywhere, not just on the Burr Show.
It wouldn't have been breaking news for sure.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So I have here my anniversary gift to my husband, which, by the way, we forgot to say happy anniversary to each other this morning when we left, or when I left.
Well, if y'all both do it, it's no problem.
It's
right?
No problem.
It cancels each other out.
For sure. Yeah. Running a little behind this morning, per usual. That's typical. So I'm not running behind. That's us. And he gets up with me every morning and packs my lunch, and he's at the door handing me my stuff, give each other a kiss, and I'm out the door. I even got to the car, came back because I forgot my yoga mat. And
not because you forgot to say happy anniversary.
Neither one of us still said it to each other. So when I got to work, I texted him happy anniversary. Aww. But here is, again, my husband and I, we've been married 8 years, but we've been together almost 20. So There's a little bit of history there. So today, my darling Bart, for our 8th anniversary, I have 8 apologies for you. Katie, I didn't think about this beforehand, but if we have any kind of like romantic music maybe that is readily available... She's perusing.
Do you want to play the songs I just sent you?
No.
They're romantic, but in a different way.
Oh, yeah. That's probably not going to happen. We're tired. All right, here we go. Happy 8th anniversary. Love of my life, Bart. I found my soulmate, Abby, without the use of any kind of DNA testing, and it's been glorious.
Flexing.
Brag a little more, Kristen.
On her birthday, by the way. She just threw it in her
face. To my face.
Yep.
All right, apology number one, Bart. I apologize that I continually leave knives within reach of our child on kitchen counters all the time.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Everything's starting out strong.
That's an intense start.
That's like the mildest one.
No. I'm at the edge of my seat.
Anytime I leave a knife that's on the edge of a kitchen counter, my husband likes to take a picture of it and send it to me and ask why I continually like to endanger our child. But I tell him I'm just teaching him survival skills. And, you know, so far, so good.
It's a hard world, Elia.
It is. Number two, my apology to my husband, Bart, on our anniversary. I apologize for not being able to clean up doggy diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Got a very sensitive sniffer here and a really bad gag reflex.
Mm-hmm.
So if I
that deserves another apology.
You have another apology.
That one didn't make the list. So whenever anything happens, I'm not the one that can clean it up because I will vom. However, our senile old dog, who is 16 years old, who has been having gastrointestinal issues, did have an incident that I did clean up.
Oh, progress.
Well done.
Get this woman a certificate.
Apology number three for our 8th anniversary. Bart,
gag reflex.
Throw it in there. Let's make it 9.
In the hopes we get to 9.
Uh-huh.
I apologize for being extra. I know my go big or go home mentality comes at a cost to you sometimes. Like the brunch that went off the rails. But, in my defense, we always have fun and make good memories.
Aww.
My 4th apology to my husband for our 8th anniversary. I apologize for my procrastination. Mm. I know waiting to get stuff done stresses all of us out, and you would rather me have the clothes put away at a reasonable hour instead of right before we go to bed, wondering if it'll ever get done. So I apologize for that. My 5th apology for our wedding anniversary, my inability to throw things away or get rid of stuff. Mm. I know the clutter is my fault. I have an unhealthy attachment to certain things. Sentimentality is one of my flaws. But it is what it is.
You can't have a butt after every apology.
Okay, I will have a butt after this one. I apologize for the hair clump that's in the corner of the shower.
Ooh.
But.
No, but I can't help it if my hair sheds.
What happens is when I take a shower and all the hair collects in the drain, I just take my right big toe and flip it over into the corner of the shower.
Oh, you are. God, you get sexier every day. Oh.
And that's where it stays. My seventh apology to my husband on our eighth anniversary. Bart, I apologize for being paramenopausal. But if you could stop eating so loud, that would really be much appreciated. That was valid. God, he licks the plate.
He licks it?
Yes.
That's wax.
Got it. Okay. Three of them.
So you got three dogs in the house.
Yeah, got them.
Four. Power, you got
three dogs. You have three dogs?
Yes.
I'm losing track.
Leroy, Willie, and Boone.
Dang.
Yes. And lastly, my darling husband of 8 years, I apologize for not saying thank you enough.
No,
But you don't deserve it all the time.
I love you, and I love our life together.
That's sweet.
Aw, happy anniversary.
But, no, I'm just kidding.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Would you like to hear some of the romantic music I thought would make for good background, a good background track for your eight apologies to your husband of 8 years?
Yes, please.
Creeping, I can see you from my shadow.
Hey. If you like a little Akon now, you might like him even more a little later this year, because apparently he is going to redo his entire music catalog in the country genre. Everybody is going country.
What?
This is crazy. Instead of hearing, you know.
I feel you creeping, I can see you from my shadow.
One day you're going to hear...
Smack that all over the floor, smack that. Give me some more, smack that till you get.
We should have our resident country lover, Mikey, try and recreate that song, because he's also an artist.
I forgot about that.
He plays the guitar.
Uh-huh. And how many rice is in a bowl of rice? Oh. You can forget that, smash it. I'd love to see Mikey's old country take on Akon.
Well, calling Mikey artist is a little wild.
Artist Akon and Mikey in the same sentence. Insane.
I feel like they're actually equivalent. Okay.
Akon recently told TMZ that he is redoing his entire catalog in country. He said, I'm not even joking. This project has been in motion for the last 5 years, but starting next month, y'all are going to start seeing the releases like Smack That and
I'm so lonely. So lonely.
I'm so lonely.
Almost there. I can see that one.
I can kind of see it. Yeah. It's, the idea is from out of nowhere and super random, but Akon is talented enough. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah. I just feel like everyone's going country. Like, that's the trendy thing to do now.
Right now.
And I get it because I like country music, but I also don't get it. Like, not everybody has to be country.
Didn't I also read Ed Sheeran's going country, but he's like moving to Nashville and he's really going to immerse himself in the culture and then he's going to do a country album?
That one doesn't shock me totally, because when he was an opener for Taylor Swift for her Red Tour, he also lived in Nashville. And I feel like if you're just surrounded by so many country artists all the time, it's just natural for them to kind of like seep into your bones. But also, like, he already kind of does... not country, but he does like the singer-songwriter thing, that it just kind of seems like a more seamless transition to country.
So has it played out to do the old school thing where you just make more music from the genre we know you for? That's all those days going to be behind
us? What happened to Club Hits, Akon? Like, give us a banger. Give us the song of the summer, Akon.
It's been a while. We could use another one.
We don't need to like reheat our nachos or anything. All right, people think that this is very suspicious timing for a woman that Shannon Sharp had an intimate relationship with to be suing him. So there's a $50 million civil lawsuit coming out for Shannon Sharp, ESPN analyst Shannon Sharp. And I'm going to give you a content warning here, because this has to do with sexual assault. So if you want to tune into this later, you can absolutely tune into the Burt Show podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, because a woman who is identifying herself as Jane Doe is suing him for $50 million for non-consensual acts, essentially. So they had a relationship starting in 2023. Apparently, he saw her at the gym, thought she was fine, and had an intimate relationship even as late as January of 2025. And she's claiming some really, really graphic, non-consensual things. I'm not going to talk about them on the radio because it's not necessary. But people find this very suspicious because it just got announced, or there's news coming out, that Shannon Sharpe just signed a 9-figure podcasting deal. So people think, oh, okay, so now that he's got, you know, $100 million podcast deal on the way, you're going to sue him for half of that just to get some money out of him.
Yeah, I hate when this happens because I just never know how to feel, right? The timing of it is suspicious, but these things could have really happened. And if so, she deserved justice. But if they did not really happen, then this is going to now permanently be on his image, whether it goes away or it doesn't. It's one of those situations where I just never know how to feel when it immediately comes out, even though we are supposed to report on it.
Yeah, she absolutely deserves justice if any of this is true, because reading the lawsuit this morning, I was like, oh God, like it is graphic. I mean, she spells it out in explicit detail and it's absolutely heartbreaking. But I think this is shocking for a lot of people because, like, we just talked about him on the show in the sense that he won't even be in an elevator along with a woman.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That story was about him.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is clearly a guy who knows that that if this is a false threat, he knows that this is out there. Maybe this isn't even the first time that someone has threatened this against him. So I think that's why a lot of people are kind of like, this man is very hyper-vigilant about this kind of thing.
Really,
so it doesn't, a lot of it doesn't add up. But of course, again, like, if this is true, she absolutely deserves to get that money. But that's why a lot of people think it's suspicious.
Like, you never really know someone, right? So it's hard to say that you can't see that coming from someone you've never met. But he is hyper, he does really, really talk about a lot, like being protecting himself around women. So for this to happen to him, a lot of people are really shocked.
All right, Kanye West's new song includes lyrics from him admitting to an explicit relationship with one of his family members. We will, unfortunately, be talking about Kanye West on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.